This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 5th, 2025. September is National Preparedness Month, and ARRL is working to arm members with the knowledge and resources to be resilient in the face of disaster. Amateur radio serves as a powerful tool and national resource before and when all else fails. But being prepared goes beyond radio. Being ready to serve your community through ham radio begins with being ready yourself, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV. Johnson spent 17 years as a county emergency manager before coming to lead programs such as the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES. Having a plan and preparing yourself will improve your chances of being resilient in the face of disaster. ARES works closely with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, who has shared a checklist of 12 ways to prepare, which you can find right now at ARRL.org. The Northeast Ham Exposition, HamEx, hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention, held on August 21st through the 24th, 2025, was a resounding success. The weather for the Marlborough, Massachusetts event was picture-perfect. The flea market was buzzing with sales, and major equipment manufacturers were back, along with other vendors inside the bustling exhibition area. According to HamEx Program Chair Skip Youngberg, K1NKR, this year's four-day program featured 72 presenters who gave 82 talks and 4 workshops spanning over 101 hours. Topics included everything from antennas and NCOM vans and trailers on display to on-the-air activities such as POTA, contesting, and DX. There was even a special technical talk entitled Demystifying Quantum Computing, Application of RF Control Systems. On Friday, full-length educational seminars were held, including the ever-popular Mini Contest University. 20 convention-goers went on a bus tour of W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station, and ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. The Saturday Grand Banquet featured Dr. Nathaniel Fizell, W2NAF, from the University of Scranton. Fizell is the founder of Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSCI, and dozens of youth members of New England SciTech, a nearby STEM makerspace, attended throughout the weekend and the two evening banquets. Having young hams in the middle of the action and running a number of presentations demonstrated the spirit of the future leaders in our hobby, said Volunteer Chair Barbara Irby, KC1KGS. Thanks to New England Division Vice Director Phil Temples, K9HI, for the information contained in this story. And there is more to read at ARRL.org. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is getting a boost, courtesy of the ham radio community, on YouTube. A group of content creators gathered for a cookout at this year's Huntsville Ham Fest and raised $6,425 for the program. We have a tremendous amount of support from the YouTubers, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. They're on track to raise and donate $50,000 for TI this year. The support flows to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund, which makes that program possible. A tweet from Kyle Craig, AA0Z, announced that gift, and you can see all of that at ARRL.org. U.S. Space Command headquarters is being moved to Huntsville, Alabama, known as Rocket City, USA. The move was announced in a press conference on September 2, 2025. Huntsville will host the 2026 ARRL National Convention as part of the Huntsville Hamfest, but there's a bigger connection between U.S. Space Command and amateur radio. Space Command utilizes forces such as the U.S. Space Force to accomplish its command mission. The ARRL lab supports the U.S. Space Force phased array warning system, PAVPALS, early warning radar installations, which scan the skies for incoming missiles and space junk. Since 2007, the ARRL lab has been conducting this crucial analysis using Longley Rice terrain modeling to determine if an amateur fixed station repeater or EME station is eligible for a waiver to be granted by the military to run more than 50 watts of RF power on the 70 centimeter band currently allowed with a 100 mile radius of either Cape Cod Air Force Station in Massachusetts or Beale Air Force Base in California. We want to ensure that amateurs can can exercise as many operating privileges as possible while understanding the need for the Space Force to operate without interference, said ARRL Lab Manager George Spada, K1GKS. The reports provided to the Space Force advise a cone of protection in azimuth and elevation at which the amateur world would be limited to a power level and which would not interfere with the radar. Amateurs are secondary users of the 70-centimeter band, and the ARRL Lab's cooperation with the military helps ensure that we do not interfere with this vital function of our nation's security. All of this, or as of this writing, the lab is conducting this analysis for two different waiver requests. It is an important part of the work that we do to serve amateur radio operators, said Spada. Team USA brought home both individual and team medals from the 22nd World Championships of Amateur Radio Direct and Finding, ARDF, held August 16th to the 22nd, 2025, in Lithuania. The U.S. delegation numbered 19 competitors who represented the country across multiple age categories. Overall, the championships featured 300 athletes from 25 nations, a strong showing on the international ARDF stage. The highlight for Team USA came in the classic 80-meter event, in which Nadia Shalo, K04ADV of North Carolina, was awarded an individual silver medal in the W55 women ages 55 to 64 category. Her strong performance was also anchored by the USA W55 team, which earned the team the bronze medal. You can read the full results of the 22nd ARDF World Championship at ARRL.org. Special Event Station K6C will operate at the California State Capitol Park on Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, in celebration of the 175th anniversary of California statehood. All are welcome to visit and participate at the amateur radio station in the Capitol Park Cactus Garden in Sacramento and to contact the station on the air. There is also a call now for volunteer operators. Please email Bob at n6pgq@arrl.net if you are interested in joining the volunteer operator team. K6C will operate on various modes, including the target phone frequencies of 7.290, 14.290, and 28.390 MHz from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Contest counts towards Parks on the Air credit. For a special edition QSL card, contact the ARRL Sacramento Valley section for instructions on how to request your downloadable QSL card. The Swedish Amateur Radio Association, SSA, will celebrate their 100th anniversary September 10th through October 12th, 2025. There will be 8 special event stations on the air using bands 160 to 10 meters and modes single sideband, CW, digital, FT8, FT4, PSK, and RDI. Each special event station can be worked only once per day on the same band and mode. Contests may be repeated on the following day, though. There will be several awards, the Points Award, minimum of 100 points, an All Award, QSOs with all 8 special event stations on all 3 modes, 24 points total there. Plaques for the highest point score in each continent, and that will be 100 minimum points. All awards and EQSL cards can be retrieved electronically. The Swedish Amateur Radio Association was founded on September 10th, 1925. SSA invites all radio amateur operators around the world to participate in its centennial award activity. Hurricane WatchNet HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, reports that HWN is entering the world of podcasting. The first episode of the HWN Report podcast began at noon Eastern Time, September 4th, 2025, on YouTube. Episode 1 featured information about the birth of the HWN and its founder, Jerry Murphy, K8YUW. The HWN is currently celebrating its 60th anniversary, serving the National Hurricane Center and mankind since 1965. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Between the time I was preparing the news last week and when it went live, MO-122 presented with an issue. The transponder stopped functioning. Ground control stations are working on resolving the issue. It appears that all telemetry is fine and the satellite is healthy. It is quite a quandary. Hopefully the transponder will resume working again. If you're planning on attending the AMSAT Symposium this year, just a quick reminder that the cost to attend will go up on September 16th. Whether you are attending the symposium or not, I will be there to check ARRL, DXCC, VUCC, and WAS cards. If you're in the Phoenix area and need cards checked, stop in and see me. Be sure to have all your paperwork prepared and cards sorted per the ARRL instructions. NASA is looking for assistance in tracking the Artemis II mission. They're looking for hams to give signal reports. If you're interested and to see what is required, visit sam.gov. Click Search. For words to search, enter Doppler measurements. You should get a return for NASA's Artemis II Orion one-way Doppler measurements tracking. Registration opportunity ends October 27th. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on September 6th, the CW Ops CW Open, that of course is CW. September 6th and 7th, the SARL Field Day Contest, CW Phone and Digital. The IARU Region 1 Field Day, that's single sideband phone. And also on the 6th and 7th, it's the RSGB Single Sideband Field Day, that is phone. September 7th and 8th, the Tennessee QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. September 10th, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series, CW. And September 13th and 14th, it's the ARRL EME Contest, CW Phone and Digital. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on September 7th, the Southern New Jersey Conference and HamFest hosting the ARRL New Jersey Section Convention. That's in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. September 12th and 13th, the Slidell EOC HamFest hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention. That's in Slidell, Louisiana. September 19th to the 21st, it's the Duke City HamFest hosting the ARRL New Mexico State Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And September 20th through the 21st, the Midwest Superfest hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention. That's in Chillicothe, Illinois. And remember to search the ARRL HamFest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Santa Cruz County Amateur Radio Club in Santa Cruz, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.